Welcome to Agent Driven Development. Today, good night to Epic's stories and features. A feature a day is the new normal. Five things to know. One, AI needs complete specifications, unlike human teams. Two, AI agents now create and validate specifications rapidly. Three, AI automates customer journey and competitive analysis. Four, AI agent effectiveness depends on its organizational understanding. Five, AI shifts competitive advantage to development, speed, not size. Now the piece, you were in the board meeting when it happened. In the third quarter review, your chief executive officer clicked to the product roadmap slide, the one you and your vice president of product spent 6 weeks perfecting. The room went quiet. The lead investor leaned back and asked if you will have dynamic pricing by the second quarter of next year. He noted that is 9 months from now for a single pricing feature. You started to explain the seven microservices, the cross-team dependencies, the quarterly planning process, and the architectural review board. He cut you off. He said he is looking at flow state's feature list. They shipped dynamic pricing 3 weeks ago. They have four people living in a grandma's pool house eating $5 hot and ready pizzas and posting on TikTok. You have 847 people. The chief financial officer pulled up a chart. Flow state took 5% of your market share last quarter. They are pre-Series A. You have lost 34 competitive deals to them in the past 90 days. That is when you knew the entire paradigm of epics, stories, features, the backlog, and the ceremonies was fundamentally broken. And your artificial intelligence agent, it is the world's most educated five-year-old. It does not need the same scaffolding humans do. That night, you saw the chief executive officer of Box mention they have artificial intelligence agents reading X, identifying features, building them, and pushing pull requests to development teams in production right now. The next morning, your sales vice president messaged you. He lost another deal to Flow State. The prospect tested both products and hit usage limits. Flow State upgraded them in 15 seconds. We made them fill out forms for 7 minutes. They signed with Flow State on the call. Then you saw Jerry's TikTok. Your product manager was posting from ProductCon 2025, a latte art video, a morning routine. He was finding inspiration while the specification is 3 weeks late. But the other TikTok gutted you. One of the Flow State kids posted about day 47 of building in public. He just shipped dynamic pricing. It took 8 hours. He showed exactly how. The video had 230,000 views. 12 prospects from your pipeline commented. You're squeezed from both sides. Box is above you with full artificial intelligence automation. Flow State is below you with four dropouts in a pool house who took 5% of your market in one quarter by arguing with frontier artificial intelligence models while your product managers look for divine inspiration powered by coffee and viral videos. A feature a day is the new normal. Shipping a feature a day is not aspirational. It is table stakes. Flow State does it with four people. They are not geniuses. They stopped looking for inspiration and started working with frontier artificial intelligence models. Your vice president is in Austin at a leadership retreat. 3 days, 18 breakout sessions, a $40,000 facilitator. They are crafting a product vision for 2026 to 2028. Your best engineer shipped a feature yesterday in 4 hours. No epic, no stories. She just saw the problem, opened her editor, built it, and shipped it. Here's what nobody is saying. Your product managers look for inspiration in coffee shops while frontier artificial intelligence models simulate 200 customer journeys in 20 minutes. They seek divine inspiration from facilitators when artificial intelligence can generate, test, and validate 50 edge cases in the time it takes to make latte art. Epics, stories, and features died when artificial intelligence entered the software development lifecycle. You have been running ceremonies around corpses. Here's what to propose. Product managers write specifications by arguing with frontier artificial intelligence models. They build working proofs of concept and hand those to development teams. Do not pilot this, burn the backlog. While Jerry is finding inspiration and your vice president is at a vision retreat, Box has artificial intelligence agents shipping without a single epic, and four kids in a pool house took 5% of your market by arguing with artificial intelligence instead of seeking inspiration. Consider the pool house that is beating you. Four Stanford dropouts living in their grandma's pool house eating $5 hot and ready pizzas. They are pre-Series A and running on $47,000 from friends and family. They post on TikTok daily about building in public. Their most viral video claims they ship faster than you have meetings. It has 2.3 million views. They took 5% of your market last quarter. That was 90 days. You have 847 employees, $127 million in funding, seven product teams, and quarterly planning spanning three buildings. They have four kids, a pool house, spotty Wi-Fi, and frontier artificial intelligence models. They ship features daily. A flow state demo takes 30 minutes. Yours takes 90 minutes just to explain legacy complexity. Their product does one thing incredibly well. Yours does 17 things adequately. Last week, a prospect told you that Flow State shipped the three features they asked for in 2 weeks. You're telling them the second quarter. They cannot wait. They also follow Flow State on TikTok and trust them. Your competitor builds trust through TikTok videos from a pool house while you spend six figures on analyst relations. Last month, one of the Flow State kids posted that he shipped pricing 2.0 to today. It took 6 hours. He had hot and ready for dinner, and his grandma made cookies. The video had 340,000 views. The comments are your prospects. They are switching next month. They say transparency is everything. Why can kids in a pool house ship in a day? What takes you 9 months? They argue with frontier artificial intelligence models for 6 hours. Your product managers look for inspiration in coffee shops for 6 weeks. You need to understand what dead looks like. Epic's stories and features were scaffolding for coordinating humans with limited working memory, typing every line of code. Artificial intelligence does not have that constraint. It needs the complete specification with context, edge cases, and integration points. Every time you decompose a specification into stories, you're destroying the context that makes artificial intelligence effective. The epic feature and story hierarchy assumes work must decompose because humans hold only 7 things in working memory. Artificial intelligence can hold the entire code base. Your process optimizes for constraints that no longer exist. Flow State does not have epics. They have a Notion page with 10 specifications. The one at the top is what they are building today. Then they post a TikTok. Millions watch, prospects convert. You have 2,847 Jira tickets across 7 teams. They have 10 specifications, 4 people, frontier artificial intelligence models, and a TikTok strategy. They took 5% of your market in 1 quarter. Here's what actually works. The product management artificial intelligence agent, your best product manager, does not look for inspiration. She argues with an agent. This is not just any artificial intelligence. It is a purpose-built agent that understands the complete product development workflow. Phase 1 is specification creation with full context. She opens the agent interface. It is connected via model context protocol to your complete code base, your analytics platform, your support system, your customer data, your competitive intelligence feeds, your product documentation, and your past successful and failed launches. She types that she needs to reduce friction in the upgrade flow because users are abandoning at payment reentry. The agent does not just acknowledge it, it challenges her. It says it is analyzing the current upgrade flow. It sees 7 steps, a 7.2-minute median completion time, and 34% abandonment at step 4. It asks for the specific monthly recurring revenue target, the customer segment, and the risk tolerance for payment failures. She answers, the agent pushes back. It notes her target of $350,000 assumes 35% conversion, but the current data makes that optimistic. It forces her to model what happens if they only hit 28%. This is argumentation, not generation. The agent forces clarity before writing a single line. Phase 2 is customer journey simulation. The agent simulates 200 customer journeys through the current flow and the proposed solution. It takes 3 minutes. It pulls real behavioral data to create realistic personas. It identifies that 31% of users abandon at step 4 with the sentiment that they already gave their card information. The agent points out that while the proposed one-click flow reaches 89% conversion, 12% of users worry about accidental upgrades. You need a confirmation modal. It also notes that users are comparing you to Flow State. Phase 3 is competitive intelligence. The agent analyzes how Stripe, Shopify, Notion, Figma, and Flow State handle this. In 90 seconds, it reports that Stripe is one click and takes 15 seconds. Shopify is one click and takes 20 seconds. Flow State is one click and takes 8 seconds. Your flow takes over 7 minutes. You're 20 to 50 times slower than every competitor. Phase 4 is edge case generation. The agent analyzes payment history, support tickets, and refund requests over the past 12 months. It generates 50 edge cases ranked by probability and impact. It identifies that 18% of attempts involve a failed payment method on file. It suggests a pre-flight check and a solution that converts 94% of these users. It identifies cases for annual plans, multiple workspaces, and downgrade protection. Phase 5 is support impact prediction. The agent predicts that your current 127 tickets per month will drop to 48 tickets. It identifies which ticket types will be eliminated and which new ones might be created. It even drafts help articles and email templates to address these proactively. Phase 6 is integration analysis. The agent analyzes the code base and identifies exactly which services and components are affected. If it finds a critical conflict in the billing service and estimates 4 hours to fix it. It identifies the need for an asynchronous tier update and drafts the necessary application programming interface endpoints. It even generates the configuration for a feature flag rollout. Phase 7 is proof of concept generation. The agent writes working code in 8 minutes. It renders a one-click upgrade button, shows a confirmation modal with prorated charges, and triggers the flow. It uses your specific tech stack and follows your existing component patterns. It identifies exactly what works and what still needs the development team, such as real payment integration and financial review for tax edge cases. Phase 8 is the complete specification. The agent has been building this throughout the conversation. The result is a specification for a one-click pricing tier upgrade with a target of $4.2 million in revenue expansion. It targets a ship date only 4 days from now. Total time to create this specification with a proof of concept was 45 minutes of conversation with the agent. The technical architecture of this agent requires a model context protocol integration layer, a simulation engine, a code generation module, and a competitive intelligence module. This is not a chatbot that generates specifications from prompts. It is an argumentative partner that forces clarity. It is a simulation engine that validates before building the return on investment calculation is simple. You replace 11 weeks of process with 6 hours. One product manager can ship 250 features per year versus 15 in your current process. Flowstate ships 312 features per year with 4 people. You ship 127 features per year with 847 employees. At this rate, Flowstate will take 20% of your market by the end of 2026. You're in your car after that board meeting looking at your brokerage app. You have $847,000 invested restricted stock units. You just described exactly what this agent needs to be. You have the technical background. You spent 5 years as an engineer. You know the market is broken. The question is whether you sell your units and build this yourself or wait for a vendor. If you build it, you're competing against time and capital, but you will be first to market with something that actually works. Melissa, your best product manager, would tell you she needs this yesterday. She is tired of looking for inspiration when artificial intelligence could simulate 200 customers in 20 minutes. Your chief financial officer would tell you that you need this more than Flowstate does because you are the one drowning in process. The parallel is haunting. Flowstate did not wait for permission or the perfect moment. They just built it. In your next retrospective, show them what Melissa created in 45 minutes. Show them the specification, the proof of concept, and the competitive analysis. Ask why 45 minutes of arguing with an agent produced better results than 11 weeks of workshops. Then show them Flowstate, 4 people, $5 pizzas, and no backlog beating your velocity with 0.5% of your headcount. Propose a new way forward. Product managers use agents for every specification. Developers receive working code to refactor, not stories. Measure the cycle from specification to production. Collapse 7 teams into 3. Make a feature a day the baseline expectation. Burn the backlog. You will hear resistance. Show them the specification I just described. I did not write it at a vision retreat. I wrote it by building and arguing with the exact agent I described for 6 hours. Melissa could do it in 45 minutes. A feature a day is the future. It is powered by agents that argue, simulate, generate, and predict. It is not powered by retreats, conferences, or ceremonies. If you're not willing to build this or buy it, if you would rather let Jerry look for inspiration in latte art, then you deserve to lose 5% of your market every quarter. Flowstate is willing to argue with artificial intelligence. They are shipping a feature a day, and you're not. That is the extinction event. The market is screaming for this. Your company is dying without it. You have the blueprint and you have $847,000 invested restricted stock units. You have everything you need except the decision. What are you waiting for? Good night to Epics, stories and features. Good night to quarterly planning and vision retreats. Good night to losing your market share to 4 kids in a pool house. A feature a day is the new normal. The only question is who builds it? You already know the answer. Thanks for listening to Agent Driven Development. Find more at agentdrivendevelopment.com.